Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, how serious could the Fianna Fáil review into the presidential election be for Taoiseach Micheál Martin? And what part did Bertie Ahern play in the review process? I'm joined on the line now by Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Louise, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
First of all, I suppose the news, if that's what you'd call it, that Jim Gavin's lawyer has had a look at it, and so has Jim Gavin, one presumes, and they have not found anything that is worrisome for them.
Yes, and that's my understanding of it. So we did hear about a fortnight ago now that Jim Gavin's lawyers had requested a copy of the review that has been ongoing now for several weeks. My understanding of it, speaking to several people in Fianna Fáil yesterday, is that that report had been requested to be returned by last Friday. It is now back and there was nothing majorly of concern in that report. So that does clear the way for this review to be given to the members of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party. We are assuming it's some stage this week. There's still a lot of questions about when or when this report may be given to the party. I think there's a lot of expectation amongst members that it's going to have to be either tomorrow or Wednesday. The Taoiseach is travelling on either late Wednesday evening or early Thursday morning. We haven't really been able to get clarity about that. His team are being a little bit cagey on the details of when Micheál Martin is travelling to Brussels. So in turn, his party are now questioning, when are they going to get this review? Is it going to be this week? Or are they going to kick the can down the road until after Christmas? And I think that would be a very unwise thing for Fianna Fáil to do. Yeah. So
I mean, they're better off getting it out there, dealing with the flak and moving on. But if it protracts over Christmas, then it becomes a sore that, you know, that is being scratched and opened up again and again.
Yes, and people have a little bit more time to think over Christmas as well. And do you want them thinking about the contents of the review and learning what is exactly in the review? Or do you want them talking amongst themselves and, you know, speculating about what may or may not be in it and being allowed to fester, and that anger being allowed to fester over the Christmas period? So I think it'd be wise for it to be released tomorrow or Wednesday. I think it'd be wiser for it to be released tomorrow so that Micheál Martin is at least around for part of Wednesday to speak to his TDs and senators. But, you know, that's my idea of wisdom. Might be a completely different idea to Fianna Fáil's idea of wisdom. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay, the central question is who knew what when? In other words, who was told that Jim Gavin may have had an issue with a tenant whom he had not refunded as he should have? And obviously Jim Gavin hasn't quarrelled with that particular aspect of the whole saga, because he repaid the tenant the amount of money that was owed, although it doesn't appear with much interest attached to it. Anyway, so Jim Gavin doesn't worry about that. But the question is, when was Fianna Fáil told? At what level was it told? And in what detail?
And I think in what detail is really the key question here. So the Irish Examiner was reporting last week that Jack Chambers was, who was the deputy leader of Fianna Fáil and was also the director of elections for the presidential election, was contacted by a member of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party on the 8th of September via WhatsApp message. Now, this is the day before Jim Gavin was selected to be candidate. And what Mr. Chambers was told is that there could be an issue with Jim Gavin and a previous tenant. Now, our understanding of it is that it was actually said to Jack Chambers that that could be in relation to an unrepaid deposit, which is the rumour that was going around at that time regarding Jim Gavin. That was passed on to Jack Chambers by a member of the Parliamentary Party. Jack Chambers acknowledged receipt of that. What we don't know, I suppose, is in what manner did he pass that on? Did he pass that on? Was the Taoiseach made aware? The other person who seems to have been made aware that there was some sort of issue, and again, we don't know what exact issue that she was made aware of was, was the Taoiseach's Chief of Staff, Deirdre Galland. She took part in the review. She spoke to the review panel, I understand, and there is a part in the review about her. Now, what I understand is that she was contacted, and not necessarily very specifically contacted, but contacted and said, are you aware of an issue with a former tenant of Jim Gavin's? Now, Fianna Fáil have actually confirmed that there was a phone call that took place with Ms. Galland on the 5th of September. They said it was non-specific. They said it was speculative. So it's a question of, did they know that there was an issue, but not the issue? And what kind of research and digging was done from
now,
there?
I think that's the question. If you recall at the time when all of this broke, I mean, talking to various Fianna Fáil ministers and TDs generally, who were kind of familiar with the story, they were saying, well, Jim Gavin was asked the question.
Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
They, you know, they'd heard the rumours. He was asked the question, was there anything that we should be worried about? And Jim Gavin said no.
And I think this is the concern amongst a lot of members of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party, is that that blame is going to try be passed, and people will say, well, we asked him and he said no. And I think the question that a lot of people I've been speaking to is, well, what happened next? What happened when these concerns were raised? What happens when there was any kind of suggestion that there may have been an issue? What procedure was followed? What did you just ask Jim Gavin and take his word for it, or did you do a little bit more digging? And I think those are the questions, because I mean, you know, journalists were able to figure this out, and Fionnán Sheehan and the Irish Independent did great work on this over a period of time. But if Fionnán was able to do it, why was Fianna Fáil not able to do it? Did they just take Jim Gavin at his word and say, well, we'd no reason to doubt him? And I think those are the kind of questions that a lot of people want to see answered. I don't know if they're going to get the answers in this review. It's my understanding of it is just under 30 pages long, that there's no real smoking gun, that after we've seen now the suggestions that Jack Chambers and Deirdre Galland were made aware of some sort of an issue, that there's no other big revelation or bombshell that's to come in this review. So we'll have to wait and see if those questions are answered.
It'll boil down to, you know, we said we did due diligence. Well, how diligent was your due diligence? But what about Bertie Ahern's role in all of this? He was very sore that he wasn't given a shot at seeking the Fianna Fáil nomination. And I remember again and again Micheál Martin saying that he got no hands up from within the parliamentary party, and Bertie's outside the parliamentary party. So even if his hand was up, it wasn't in the tent, as it were, when the hand went up. But has Bertie Ahern anything? Did he contribute to this report in any way?
Well, according to the Irish Independent this morning, he certainly tried. And what they are reporting is that Bertie Ahern met with the review panel and was told that he was fobbed off, that he had tried to express an interest in running, and that Micheál Martin had no interest in doing any of that. Now, it's understood and it's reported by the Irish Independent that that was outside the remit of the review committee. But that he did take place, he did meet them, he did give this evidence. And there is a belief within the party that the Micheál Martin's backing of Jim Gavin was so strong because he didn't want Bertie Ahern, and it was a kind of an anyone but Bertie mentality that Micheál Martin was going with.
Well, Louise, when all of this broke and I interviewed Micheál Martin and we brought this particular topic up, I mean, he looked incredulous that that Bertie would think he had any kind of a chance of winning the election, because if Jim Gavin's pass was a dodgy subject for the electorate to consider, we'd be back to tribunals and all of that, and a Minister for Finance with no bank accounts. I mean, I presume Micheál Martin's logic was he didn't want to embarrass the party even further.
You would imagine that was part of it, but I think the thing with Bertie Ahern's past is at least everyone knew it. At least it had been well aired out. And yes, while it certainly would have been rehashed, it was something that everybody was aware of. But I think a lot of the anger within the party relating to Bertie Ahern is not necessarily the fact that he wasn't allowed to run, because, I mean, Fianna Fáil members don't have blinkers on either. They realise that Bertie Ahern may not have been a popular candidate with the general public. But the argument that a lot of those members have is that he wasn't allowed to put his
claim.
He wasn't allowed to try. He has suggested several times that Micheál Martin, you know, wouldn't meet him, that Fianna Fáil HQ wouldn't give him an answer. And a lot of people say that, you know, regardless of how it all ended, he gave a lot of his life to Fianna Fáil and he at least deserved a hearing. So it's not necessarily the anger within Fianna Fáil, it's not necessarily that he wasn't allowed to run, it's that he wasn't allowed to put his case forward.
And finally, do you see any resignations coming on top of all of this?
I think it's all up in the air. There is certainly a bloodlust within Fianna Fáil, and that bloodlust has existed since October when Jim Gavin stood down out of the race. I was speaking to members of Fianna Fáil yesterday and they were reading the newspapers and they had read the Irish Examiner story on Thursday about Jack Chambers, and a lot of them were saying, you know, this could be fatal, not only to Jack Chambers but to Micheál Martin. A lot of them don't see Jack Chambers where they would have seen him before becoming the next leader of Fianna Fáil. They don't see that anymore. But again, there's a lot of questions about Micheál Martin's leadership of Fianna Fáil. It's been under pressure consistently now for a while, but it's under even more pressure again. There has been a lot of talk about a motion of no confidence, and that talk has existed for quite a number of weeks now. The big question is do those so-called rebels and perceived rebels within the party actually have enough now to act and to try get rid of Micheál Martin, and whether they have that support? They say they do, but I think whether or not they do will only become clear in the new year.
Louise Byrne, who is political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Louise, thank you very much for joining us. Now, still to come on News Talk.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.